And the German agency said that Allied, quote, invasion operations, unquote, began with the landing of airborne troops in the area of the mouth of the Seine River in France. The Seine River empties into the Atlantic at Le Havre after winding northwestward through France from the capital at Paris. These reported landings, if true, could be an Allied feint of which Prime Minister Churchill had warned the Allied world to expect in advance of the main Allied invasion blows. The Germans have been predicting that the Allies would strike as soon as the Allied campaign in Italy showed good progress, as it has done with the liberation of Rome only yesterday. And as we know, the Allies have been battering the French Channel coast, of which Le Havre is a part, for months now as a prelude to the invasion. So far, ladies and gentlemen, all those bulletins which I have read to you come from the Associated Press, from German Nazi sources. The only Allied statement we have at this hour in the morning says this: Washington. The War Department says it has no information on reports by the German radio that invasion operations have begun on the French Channel coast. May I repeat that statement? Washington. The War Department says it has no information on reports by the German radio that invasion operations have begun on the French Channel coast. Now, so far, as I pointed out, except that last bulletin from Washington, all this news is from Nazi sources. And this means, without doubt, one of three things. It may mean, first, that the Germans are merely fishing for information. The Nazis are jittery. They want to know the very worst way when this invasion is really going to come. And by putting out bulletins such as you have heard so far this evening from German sources, they may be trying to find out. The second possibility, of course, is this. In a speech not so long ago, Prime Minister Churchill was talking about the invasion. He said that when this invasion comes, there will be feints, dress rehearsals, and false alarms. Now, if these attacks are in progress, as the Germans report, these attacks, to quote the Prime Minister, could be only feints, dress rehearsals, or false alarms in advance of the real, main, concerted Allied invasion attempt. And the third possibility, of course, is that this really is the invasion and that the Germans have sent out the first word over their propaganda facilities. But so far, the War Department here in Washington says it has no information. Ladies and gentlemen, that is the invasion news up to this moment. Keep tuned to your NBC stations, which are prepared to bring you the fullest official authoritative news on the invasion. I return you now to the NBC newsroom in New York.
Ladies and gentlemen, you've heard a report from NBC in Washington by Richard Harkness. We return you now to your regular program.
One a.m. Eastern War Time this morning, BBC broadcast Allied High Command urgent instructions to people in Holland, advising them to that if they are living within 35 kilometers, about 18 miles of the coast, to leave their homes immediately, and also to keep off roads, railroads, and bridges. These instructions from BBC followed in less than an hour after a German broadcast announcing that Allied parachute troops had landed in France. That report is not yet confirmed by any Allied sources. These bulletins came to you from the NBC newsroom in New York.
We return you now to our regularly scheduled program.
Bulletin from Western Europe. Before I read them, let me point out that there is no Allied confirmation of these reports. Bulletin from London, Tuesday, June 6th. Three German news agencies tonight flashed word to the world that an Allied invasion of Western France had begun, with Allied parachute troops spilling out of the skies at dawn over the Normandy Peninsula. The German report said that seaborne forces had landed in the Le Havre area. There is no Allied confirmation. The Germans also said that Allied warships were furiously bombarding the big German-held French port of Le Havre at the mouth of the Seine River, 100 miles west of Paris. Berlin also said the German shock troops were hurled against Allied troops who were rushing ashore from landing barges. Le Havre, incidentally, lies 80 miles across the channel from the British coast. DNB, the German news agency, said Dunkirk and Calais, just across the channel from Britain, are now under attack by strong formations of Allied bombers. The German Transocean Agency said the long-expected invasion by the British and the Americans has begun. It began in the first hours of the morning of June 6th by the landing of parachute troops in the area of the mouth of the Seine. Allied headquarters, I repeat, remain silent. DNB agency said Le Havre is being violently bombarded at the present moment. That bulletin came out at 7 a.m. French time, 1 a.m. Eastern wartime. DNB went on to say German naval forces are engaged in fighting with enemy landing craft off the coast. Calais and Dunkirk, which Berlin said were under heavy air attack, are also important French ports along the invasion coast, just 150 miles northeast of Le Havre. DNB added that no enemy landings have been made as yet at Calais and Dunkirk. That obviously is an indication that the Germans are expecting Allied assaults all along the French coast. And just a little while ago, London radio broadcast urgent instructions to the people of Holland. These instructions told the people of Holland living within 18 miles of the coast to leave their homes immediately and to keep off the roads, railroads, and bridges. Let me repeat that there is, as yet, no Allied confirmation of any of these Berlin reports. This is the NBC Newsroom in New York.
We return you now to your regularly scheduled program. The National Broadcasting Company will continue its network service throughout the remainder of the night in view of the important, but so far unconfirmed, reports from overseas. Now, for a report from NBC's observers in the nation's capital, we take you to Washington.
And this is Richard Harkness in the NBC newsroom in Washington. The Germans are proclaiming this morning, without Allied confirmation, that the Allied invasion of Europe has begun. The Germans say that Allied airborne troops are parachuting down over France and that Allied naval forces are bombarding Le Havre, the French port across the channel from Britain. So far, ladies and gentlemen, the news is this. The first word of this invasion, if it is an invasion, came from the Nazis. At 12:37 o'clock this morning, which is 6:37 a.m. in Great Britain, this word came flashing into the NBC newsroom from London. London, Tuesday, June 6th. The German news agency, Transocean, said today in a broadcast that the Allied invasion had begun. Then, a few minutes later, the Nazi radio said this, that Allied warships that German warships are battling enemy landing ships at Le Havre. That German warships are battling enemy, which would be Allied landing ships, at Le Havre. Now, this German broadcast was recorded by the Associated Press in London and dispatched to this country. The broadcast added that Allied ships were bombarding the French city, which is just across the English Channel, some 80 miles from Great Britain. Still, there was and is no Allied confirmation of these reports. Then at 12:58 o'clock this morning, this bit of news, completely negative, came from Washington. The bulletin said this. The War Department says it has no information on reports by the German radio that invasion operations have begun on the French Channel coast. And then, only a few minutes ago, Elmer Davis, director of the Office of War Information, rushed to his headquarters here in Washington this morning immediately after being notified of these German reports. Elmer Davis told a reporter, "We have no more information than you have. I'll stay here until I find out whether the story is true or not." And by 1:45 a.m. this morning, almost the entire public relations staff at the War Department had reported for duty in the big Pentagon building across the Potomac River in Virginia. Despite the fact of no Allied confirmation,
Only a few minutes later, there came a bulletin from London which seemed, at least, to indicate that activities of a military nature were underway across the Channel. Coming quickly on the heels of our liberation of Rome, and so quickly, too, after President Roosevelt's address to the United States last night on our triumphant Italy. Shortly before 7 o'clock European time, the British Broadcasting Corporation, which is an official British government branch, issued urgent instructions to the citizens of Holland in the strategic lowlands. The BBC advised all Hollanders living within 18 miles of the invasion coast to leave their homes immediately, to keep off the roads, to keep off the railroad lines, and to keep away from all bridges. And then, only a few minutes ago, another BBC broadcast recorded in New York warned residents of France that a new phase of the air war against the continent had begun and told them to stand by for further instructions that would be dropped by leaflet from American and British planes. And still later, the official German news agency, DNB, came into the picture with the German version of the news this evening. DNB said that Allied airborne troops were being landed in the vicinity of the Seine River, which is in the neighborhood of Le Havre. Presumably, the Germans said, the task of these airborne troops was to take a number of aerodromes on the continent of Europe. These troops, the Nazis went on, were parachuting down on the tip of the Normandy Peninsula. Now, that is the spot news on the invasion so far this evening. Only German claims with no confirmation whatsoever from any Allied force, either official or unofficial. And here in the studio with me in Washington this evening is my good friend and colleague, Morgan Beatty, NBC war analyst and Washington commentator. Mr. Beatty was in Britain during the preparations for the invasion, which still may be yet to come. And he is here this evening to discuss the aspects of the news as we have it so far. Here is Morgan Beatty.
Thank you, Dick. The important tangible information the Germans give us about the invasion, local patrols, patrols backed by general support further back. Thus, the whole German problem along the Atlantic coast is to determine which attack from the Allies should be the real thing so that their support forces can be called up to meet Allied attacks. If they fail in this piece of detective work, they'll find their main support forces wasting their time on empty coastal areas while Allied forces elsewhere make headway against very small protective garrisons. So, from the German point of view, it doesn't matter whether invasion has actually started or not. They want to fish for all they can get in the way of information. In the background, of course, they have their own information as to our preparations, information which they're careful to keep away from us. In this situation, it's only natural that the Allied High Command is not going to put out reports about Allied activity, if any, at this time. The Allied job, in case we should attack in the Le Havre area, is to prevent the Germans from knowing where to bring their support forces, their reinforcements, for a coastal area, that is, a coastal area, in fact, lightly held except for guns. It's noteworthy at this point that the Germans discovered that the Dieppe raiders, through their naval patrols, they depend on those patrols to signal the first Allied activities that depart from the normal. It's on the report of these patrols that their support forces further back must be called up. The German army, the main army defending that part of France behind Le Havre and similar coastal areas in that area, is probably based 20 to 40 miles back of the Atlantic. It's probable that the German left flank is based on Saint-Nazaire on the Atlantic, and their right flank in this zone on the Meuse River in Belgium. Between these two points, some 300 miles, the line runs along the Sarthe River to the Seine, north of Paris, then into Belgium along the Oise River. The Germans, by their reports to date, clearly indicate that they expect the Allies are trying to flush their defenses in this general line, that we are aiming either at Brittany or Normandy or Le Havre itself, the port for Paris. The most interesting phase of all these German bulletins we have been reporting to you is that the Allies have nothing to say anywhere, either in London or in Washington. So far as the Allied High Command is concerned, at this point, this is just another night.
You have just heard Richard Harkness and Morgan Beatty speaking from the NBC newsroom in Washington, bringing you a summary of the latest developments in the Germans' claim that invasion of Europe has started. Mr. Harkness and Mr. Beatty, along with other members of NBC's news staffs in Washington and New York, will continue throughout the night to keep our listeners informed of any later developments. We return you now to New York.
The National Broadcasting Company continues its coverage of these important but so far unconfirmed reports from overseas with Robert St. John speaking from the NBC newsroom in New York.
Here is one bulletin from London which we can all believe. Londoners were awakened in the early hours of this morning by the roar of planes. Londoners and the people on the coast of England saw the largest force of bombers and fighters ever to take the air. Fighters and bombers sailing away across the Channel. The latest Berlin broadcast is one which reveals the diabolical humor of the Nazis. It was the following brief announcement in English. This is D-Day. We shall now bring music for the Allied invasion forces. Diabolical humor. And now here's a little background to these German claims of Allied landings in France. For weeks now, the Allied Supreme Command has been warning French patriots to be on their guard, to be ready. The Patriot Underground Legions of France have actually been ordered to stand by for a flash which would send them against the Germans as skillful saboteurs and Allied intelligence agents. The biggest military armadas in history have been gathered in British ports for months and months. Huge stockpiles of equipment and vast concentrations of men, Americans, Britons, Canadians, Poles, Dutch, and many other nationalities, have been centered in British invasion bases. Allied broadcasts have warned for months past that the Germans might put out a false announcement of Allied invasion operations in an effort to bring patriot French forces out into the open for annihilation. There's also the possibility that if the announcement is true, it is still only a diversion or a large-scale raid. The Allies have been planning invasions since soon after the British routed Dunkirk 4 years ago. The Tehran conference with President Roosevelt, Mr. Churchill, and Premier Stalin also declared that the Allies would launch an invasion from the west. The Germans have picked two ace commanders, Field Marshals von Rundstedt and Field Marshal Rommel, to face the threatened Allied tide in the west. The Allies have not expected a major German counterblow to develop after any Allied invasion until several days after the initial Allied troops fight their way ashore. In an amphibious operation of such gigantic size and complexity, it's been expected that the Germans would hold their main forces in reserve until it was determined where the major Allied force would strike. The reported blow against the main Axis-fortified western wall is a little more than 4 years after the British retreat from Dunkirk. Whether deception or not, the reported landing again set in motion Germany's bristling defense garrisons. This port of Le Havre, which is talked about so much in the German claims, is one of the most important ports in all of France, in fact, in all of Europe. It has great dock areas which would be suitable for an Allied invasion once they were seized. Now, just to summarize, three German news agencies in the early hours of this morning flashed word to the world that an Allied invasion of western France had begun. That it had begun with Allied parachute troops spilling out of the skies just about dawn over the Normandy coast. The Germans also claim that seaborne forces landed in the Le Havre area. They also said that Allied warships were furiously bombarding the big German-held French port of Le Havre, which is just 100 miles west of Paris.
From the NBC newsroom in New York and in Washington, the National Broadcasting Company has brought its listeners a commentary on the German report of Allied landings in France. The commentaries by Robert St. John, Richard Harkness, and Morgan Beatty. The National Broadcasting Company will continue its network service throughout the remainder of the night in view of the important but so far unconfirmed reports from overseas. This is the National Broadcasting Company.
London radio has just issued a warning from the Supreme Allied Commander advising the French people to leave the entire coastline of France. And here's another bulletin, also from London, which says, the German military commentator, Captain Ludwig Sartorius, made the first comment on the reported invasion today. He said, the great contest between the Reich and the Anglo-Americans has begun, which incidentally are not confirmed by the Allies. Reports that German warships are fighting Allied landing ships around the Seine estuary just 80 miles from the South England coast, and that Allied paratroopers are being landed in France. That bulletin comes from the United Press.
The National Broadcasting Company will continue its network service throughout the remainder of the night. There'll be a full 5-minute period of news, so stay tuned to your NBC station for further details. We return you now to your regularly scheduled program.
NBC Newsroom in New York, we are bringing you coverage of tonight's announcement from German radio stations and news agencies, the announcement that the Allied forces are making landings on the continent of Europe. There have been no efforts on the part of the Allied command to confirm or to deny these reports. Because of the importance of keeping the nation informed on the developments of the night, the National Broadcasting Company will continue to give service to its nationwide network of stations for the remainder of the night. Ordinarily, this is the hour when our stations sign off for the evening. We will continue transmission over the entire network of NBC's 146 affiliated stations. And now for a summary of the news tonight, here is NBC's former overseas reporter and commentator, Robert St. John.
Before we go into the German reports, let me tell you all that London has said so far. Not long ago, London radio warned the French people to leave the coastline to a depth of 22 miles and to keep off the roads, to avoid crowds, and to keep in the country and in the woods. That broadcast followed by just a short time another broadcast to the people of Holland, in which they were warned that if they lived within 18 miles of the coast, they should leave their homes and keep off the roads and the railroads and bridges. And then from London comes a bulletin, which we can believe, a bulletin that Londoners were awakened in the early hours of this morning by the roar of planes. Londoners and the people on the coast of England saw the largest force of bombers and fighters ever to take the air, saw them sailing away across the Channel to Europe. And then here's a bulletin which says that Luxembourg radio has announced that Allied planes are over Germany. And now let's review what's happened so far. Shortly after midnight, three German news agencies began broadcasting reports that the Allies had started the invasion of northern France this morning. But, let me repeat, there is no confirmation of this from any Allied source so far. At this hour, it's impossible to know whether the enemy report is true or not. The first German report came shortly after midnight Eastern wartime. It told of German warships battling enemy landing barges at Le Havre, the French port at the mouth of the River Seine. This was followed quickly by a second German report that the invasion had begun with operations by Allied airborne troops and Allied ships around Le Havre. A series of bulletins from German sources then gave further alleged details. They said that Allied airborne troops were landing along the coast all the way from the mouth of the River Seine, where it empties into the English Channel, to the area of the Normandy Peninsula, which is approximately the Belgian coast. One German report said that Allied landings were being made in the area of the Somme River estuary, which is about midway along the French coast from the Seine mouth to the
Belgian border. But let me emphasize that all this has been coming from the Germans. From the Allied side, there has been no announcement hinting at an invasion. One broadcast by the British told the French people that leaflets would be dropped, warning them of which towns were to be raided, possibly 1 hour beforehand. The French were told that they would get all the instructions they needed from these leaflets. Strangely enough, while Berlin has been doing all this talking about invasion, insisting that this is D-Day, strangely enough, Paris radio has said nothing at all about this Allied invasion. Here's a bulletin from Washington which says the executive director of overseas broadcasting for OWI says, "We don't touch a thing unless and until it is announced officially." And nothing has been announced officially so far.
This report has come to you from Robert St. John in the NBC newsroom in New York. Ladies and gentlemen, the National Broadcasting Company is announcing to its stations over the country that the entire network will be kept open beyond our usual closing hour. We will continue broadcasting throughout the night. Stay tuned to your NBC station for complete coverage. This is the National Broadcasting Company.
Berlin Radio has just said that combined British-American landing operations against the western coast of Europe from the sea and air are stretching over the entire area between Cherbourg and Le Havre. Now, that's a distance of about 60 miles, but remember, there is no Allied confirmation of this report. And here's another bulletin from London, United Press. The German DNB agency said today in a broadcast, which is unconfirmed from Allied sources, that six heavy warships and 20 destroyers are lying before the Seine estuary off the coast of France. I presume that they mean Allied warships and Allied destroyers. And now here's a bulletin, an Allied bulletin, giving us details of that broadcast made a little earlier in the morning by a spokesman for General Dwight D. Eisenhower. This spokesman told the people in the broadcast, the people living on Europe's invasion coast, that a new phase of the Allied air offensive has started, and he warned them to move inland to a depth of 35 kilometers, or about 22 miles. Now, listen to the interesting wording of this set of instructions. Quote, "A new phase of the air offensive has started. It will affect the entire coastal zone situated not less than 35 kilometers inland from the French coast. People will be advised by special announcements dropped from Allied planes. The attack will take place not less than 1 hour later. As soon as the warning has been given, the following orders are to be followed. First, leave the town at once. Second, choose such a route out of town as to avoid the main road. Third, leave on foot, only carrying essentials. Fourth, go to the country at least 2 kilometers from town. Do not assemble in groups which might appear to be troop concentrations." The broadcast then advised the people to keep as far as possible away from roads and railroad lines and to take nothing with them which they could not carry personally. The spokesman concluded this broadcast to the people of Europe living along the invasion coast with the advice that those able to leave the 35-kilometer coastal belt should do so at once, adding that those who cannot leave now must do so when the Allies give warning. This is a special bulletin brought to you from the NBC newsroom in New York. Robert St. John in the NBC newsroom in New York. Ladies and gentlemen, we may be approaching a fateful hour. All night long, bulletins have been pouring in from Berlin claiming that D-Day is here, claiming that the invasion of Western Europe has begun. Let me read you several of the latest bulletins. One says that a report, unconfirmed by Allied sources, of course, says that heavy fighting is taking place between the Germans and invasion forces on the Normandy Peninsula, about 31 miles southwest of Le Havre.